Hollywood High. U.S. Interstate 5, April 1979. Here's an unlikely concept for a buddy movie. A sort of late 1970s cross-generational Farley Spade road picture. My dad and I driving through the night to California, on our way to Hollywood for my shot at the big time. My sidekick lay stretched out in the rearview mirror. Dad's 250 pounds contorted into the back seat of our 1977 Dodge Aspen. He was catching a little shut-eye while I drove the night shift, following the treacherous twists of Interstate 5 through Oregon's Cascade Mountain Range. I remember thinking that night just how far Dad and I had come over the past few weeks. The fact that he was accompanying me to Hollywood after years of regarding my ambitions from beneath a skeptical brow was a turn of events I never would have anticipated. Deciding to make my move that April was the hard part. It meant passing on work I'd already lined up for the spring and summer in Vancouver. But Tony Howard, an LA-based casting director I'd met in an earlier job, had convinced me that the time to strike was now. She believed I held an advantage. American producers would be eager to hire an experienced actor who looked young enough to play a kid, since labor laws made it costly to use actors under 18. Spring was also the casting season for TV pilots. It didn't take much to convince me, so supremely confident was I that a Hollywood career was my destiny. But since I wouldn't turn 18 till June, I'd need my parents to sign off on my plan. And that seemed inconceivable. Mom, are you sure this is what you want to do? Me? Absolutely. Dad, you're that confident? Me? Absolutely. And then Dad shocked me. Well, if you're going to be a lumberjack, you might as well go to the goddamn forest. Dad agreed not only to drive me down to L.A., but to underwrite the adventure, putting the whole trip on his Visa card. A down payment on my pension plan, he joked. I couldn't have been more earnest in my reply. It's a deal. We were off to the goddamn forest.